The real reason Devin fled to South Korea. Details on the deranged aunt who tried to kidnap her. Plus, do Maria's online dating profiles confirm she's just a sugar baby? The answer is coming up on 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. Hey there, Christy here with the answers to questions that the show left hanging. Is Maria scamming Caesar? Did Devin just pretend to move to South Korea to be all the other way? I've been dying to know, but never would have guessed this. Devin spoke out late last night about the real reason she moved to South Korea. Explaining that she thought it would be covered on the tell-all, Devin acknowledged that fans are asking after seeing her return to America. Ji-hoon can realistically move to America at any time, Devin writes. It was her desire to be a stay-at-home mom, but because Ji-hoon's earning potential in the U.S. is bleak, they decided to raise their family in his native country. But there's another, far more sinister reason Devin fled to South Korea. I was in danger. America became a very unsafe place for me due to a family member, she reveals. This family member tried to kidnap me and steal my car while I was pregnant. That's when Devin said they made the final decision she'd move to South Korea. How incredibly terrifying. And after everything else Devin has been through, a death in the family before filming started, her abusive relationship with Drizella's father, she and Ji-hoon's recent miscarriage. But are they out of the woods now? The family member Devin speaks of is reportedly an aunt who's been charged with drug possession, assault, and lots more. Devin's mom confirms the woman's identity, calling her an extremely dangerous person in this Facebook post. Last we heard on the tell-all, Devin was planning a permanent move with her kids to South Korea, but she's playing coy online and it looks like we'll have to wait for an upcoming Where Are They Now special to discover if the family has settled there. Either way, hope they're safe. The real world can be a scary place, but online it's even harder to know who people really are and what their intentions might be. Like with Before the 90 Days star Caesar and the mysterious girlfriend who ghosted him, Maria. Today, her online profiles are being passed around the gossip blogs, and you can decide for yourself if she's legit looking for love or just a ticket out of Ukraine. I am ready to open my heart to the right man, she declares on UKandBrides.net. Despite her reluctance to meet Caesar anywhere, Maria also says she loves to travel. Listing her own age as 29, she's open to dating someone as old as 55. Advertising yourself to older men on a mail-order bride site doesn't exactly scream looking for true love, but it looks like the hustle is real for Maria, and some would say anyone willing to fall for it deserves the heartbreak. Just maybe not the public humiliation of it happening on TV. Do you think Maria and Caesar will ever meet? Leave your thoughts in the comment section below, and please share today's episode with your fellow reality TV fans. This has been 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed our show, please enjoy this message from our sponsors. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.